Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Engineers in Maryland are focused on removing debris from the river below what had been Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. 7 floating cranes, 10 tugboats, and 9 barges are coming into place this weekend. The Port of Baltimore handles more cars and light trucks than any other port in the U.S., but ship traffic remains closed. NPR's Camila Domonoske has been reporting on the situation all week.
Baltimore's location, right in the middle of the East Coast, the expertise and the equipment that Baltimore has for these kinds of vehicles in particular, that will still be there in the future. I spoke to one supply chain expert who was very confident that this was not going to hurt the ports long term.
Automakers, however, are working on potential workarounds in the short term. The UN peacekeeping mission in southern Lebanon says it's investigating the source of a blast that wounded 3 UN military observers and an interpreter. The mission says a shell exploded near the group today amid clashes between Hezbollah militants and the Israeli military. An anchor for an Iranian television network based in London has been stabbed multiple times outside his London home. The Metropolitan Police investigating the attack with counterterrorism officers due to the man's job, as Philip Marks reports.
Iranian International TV has covered anti-government protests across Iran for several years, and police say the organization's journalists have faced multiple threats, with several warned of risk to their lives. The government of Iran in Tehran has meanwhile designated the TV channel to be a terrorist organization, accusing its coverage of inciting riots that rocked Iran starting in 2022. The network has previously closed, then relocated its London offices, while individuals have been imprisoned for covertly surveilling the office location. Britain's Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron recently announced the sanctioning of several senior commanders of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps for plots to assassinate 2 of the TV channel's anchors working in the UK. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marks in London.
A mixed week for the stock market, with trading shortened by the Good Friday holiday. NPR's Scott Horsley reports investors got new information about personal spending and inflation.
U.S. consumers show little sign they're running out of steam. Personal spending jumped by a whopping 0.8% in February, the sharpest increase in more than a year and a half. Spending growth outpaced inflation last month. Prices in February rose just 0.3%. Strong spending also gave a boost to GDP growth in the final months of last year. Revised figures from the Commerce Department show the economy grew at an annual pace of 3.4% in October, November, and December. That's slightly faster than had been reported. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.8% for the week. The S&P 500 Index rose 0.4%, and the NASDAQ fell by 0.3%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. The Vatican has confirmed that Pope Francis will preside over tonight's Easter Vigil service in St. Peter's Basilica. The Vatican issued a statement today after Francis skipped participating in the Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum for health reasons. Francis is 87 years old. He's been battling respiratory problems that have made it difficult for him to speak at length. Minnesota State University has a chance to pull off a rare basketball double, national championships for both the men's and women's teams, as Greg Eklund reports.
Minnesota State won the NCAA Division II Women's Championship Friday night with a win over Texas Women's University of Denton, Texas, 89-73. Mavericks coach Emily Tesey says she's rooting for the school's men's team that will meet Nova Southeastern of Davie, Florida, in the title game.
I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just hearing you say it, you know? I mean, the cream of the crop, you know, the premier universities are able to do those kind of things.
It has been accomplished only 3 times on all NCAA levels, twice by the University of Connecticut. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
The Division I NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament is moving into the Sweet 16 today. Notably, Caitlin Clark and her Iowa Hawkeyes are playing Colorado this afternoon. The men's Elite 8 games are this weekend as well. Illinois playing UConn in the early game this evening, and then Clemson plays Alabama. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.